You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We have been talking about and asking the question that does it really take a village to raise a child? This comes from the 1996 book that Hillary Clinton wrote. But there are many people that do believe that it does take a village to raise a child. And we studied from the Bible, from the various earliest beginning, God didn't create a village. He didn't create the civil government, he didn't create even the church, he didn't create a social organization or a charitable organization. He created the family and placed children in a family. And we've been looking at government policies that discriminate against families and lead to poverty. And we've quoted from Candace Owen and also economists, former African-American economist, he's no longer with us, Walter Williams, and also Thomas Sowell, who all three are African-American, and all three state that the welfare state has actually caused a situation in the black family or the black culture where a large percentage of children that are born today are actually born without a father in the home. The Heritage Foundation did a report where, this is according to the U.S. Census, the poverty rate in 2008 for single parents with children was 35.6%. The rate for married couples with children was 6.4%. Being raised in a married family reduces a child's probability of living in poverty by about 80%. True, some of the difference in poverty is due to the fact that single parents tend to have less education than married couples. But even when married couples are compared to single parents with the same educational levels, the married poverty rate was still about 70% lower. Marriage is a powerful weapon in fighting poverty. In fact, being married has the same effect in reducing poverty as adding 5 to 6 years to a parent's educational level. Unfortunately, marriage is rapidly declining in American society. When President Lyndon Johnson launched the War on Poverty in 1963, 93% of American children were born to married parents. Today, that number has dropped to 59%. And this report was produced, again, shortly after 2008. So I'm sure that the percentage is even lower today. In 2008, 1.7 million children were born outside of marriage. As noted, most of these births occurred to women who will have the hardest time going it alone. Young adult women with a high school degree or less. College-educated women rarely have children outside of marriage. The U.S. is steadily separating into a two-caste system, with marriage and education as the dividing line. In the high-income third of the population, children are raised by married parents with college education. In the bottom third, children are raised by single parents with a high school degree or less. Single parents now comprise 70% of all poor families with children. Last year, the government provided over $300 billion in means-tested welfare aid to single parents. And one of the things that is said is that you get more of what you reward. And what is being rewarded is single parenthood. And we actually do have more of that. As Candace Owen noted, in the 1960s, when President Lyndon Johnson launched this great society, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 245 years ago, brave men pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to establish a country where we can live free. Our nation isn't perfect, but it is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. This July 4th, let us honor the sacrifice of the many who fought to establish and preserve our freedom. Thank God for his blessings on America and fight to return our nation back to God. God bless America. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience. You don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
You do a Faster PC.
Yes, you do. And we are here. We're back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve your computer problems as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And, you know, sometimes, as we mentioned, we'll be able to actually to show you the steps that we go through to resolve those computer problems. You'll be able to see that. You'll be able to see the steps. You'll be able to see what we're doing. And that's what we want you to do. We do know, I know that this is a holiday weekend. In fact, it's the weekend that we celebrate our nation's birthday, which is a pretty cool time to celebrate here. One of the things that we do, we've done when the Saturday, when the 4th of July shows up on a Saturday like it did last week,
or last year, excuse me, like you did last year. We actually have had a special short patriotic sermons from previous sermons that have been preached from our church around some of the 4th of July or some of the other holidays. And you can actually take a look at those. We're actually working on, put that into a video format, although there's really no video because, well, back in those days, we really didn't have video of the sermons. We just had audio. So the video just has audio and a still picture. So anyway, we're working on getting that up onto either our Facebook page or our YouTube page, and we'll actually let you know where that is. And watch our Facebook page, because whether it's on Facebook or YouTube, we'll actually have it on our Facebook page. You can actually watch that, and you can actually see this, see that, listen to it over the weekend here, because there's going to be this is a time, I think, where it's important to just remember the sacrifices. A lot of people are taking for granted the freedoms that we have and the stability of government that we have. It's just amazing. Other countries don't have the freedoms and the liberties that we have. Many other countries don't have the stability of government. In fact, the average age of a constitution in any country is quite a while. About 17 years. We're like 245 years. Well, not quite that. About 230 years. So we are going to the lines. We have Daniel on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Daniel. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
You have been talking the last couple of weeks about ransomware.
Yes.
And I have a question regarding that.
Okay.
I use Microsoft OneDrive, I think it's called.
Yes.
And I can continuously back up my, or not back them up, but have it set up so that it maintains a copy of my files over there.
Yes.
In addition to the copy on my computer. My question is that any protection for ransomware?
Yes, and Microsoft actually say, hey, this is protection from ransomware, and they encourage people to actually use OneDrive. For those listening that don't know what OneDrive is, OneDrive is actually cloud storage. I'm going to define these terms because a lot of people don't know a lot of the terms. So I'm going to define what these terms are. So when we talk about cloud storage, what we're talking about is, well, think about the clouds. Where are the clouds? They're up in the sky, right? So think about your computer is down here on the earth, and the cloud is a server that's up in the sky. So it's really not in the sky. It's just a server that's not at your house, not at your business. It's at another location, and a lot of times, Microsoft is going to have multiple servers backing up data. And what you really need for ransomware protection is you not only need your files to be backed up, and you not only need them to be backed up off-site, but you need for that backup, whoever's providing that backup, you need multiple copies of the file. Because by the time you know that you have a ransomware attack, your files will have already been backed up, the encrypted version of the file that you can't open without paying the scammers or the criminals really that have that are holding your data hostage, that those files cannot be accessed actually without you know, paying the criminals the ransom. And then, you know, if you pay them the ransom, I mean, there have been instances where people have paid the ransom and they still have had problems with getting their data back. But the files that are encrypted are already backed up. So if your online backup only stores one copy of the file, it will be worthless to protect you against ransomware. Microsoft specifically advertises, however, that their software protects against ransomware. The way it does protect against ransomware is it protects against ransomware by saving multiple copies of the files. Now, there are many, many ways that you can do this. You can actually do this with not only with OneDrive. In OneDrive, Microsoft will give you 5 gigabytes for free. There's also Carbonite is one of the paid ways of doing it. And with Carbonite, you get 30 days of backups. So if you change your file 300 times in 30 days, you're going to have 300 different versions of it that you can go back to. And basically what we've done this with some of our clients where they have, let's say they have a ransomware attack, and we want to go back to, you know, see if we could restore a file, from, let's say a week ago. Because, you know, you don't really know when the ransom, you know, when the file started being encrypted. So you go back a week ago and you find out, well, those files were encrypted. So then you go maybe another week. So let's go back 2 weeks ago and we're going to get that file. And that file is probably not encrypted. So at that point, you can actually start the process of downloading your data. Now, it is a long process of downloading your data. And one of the issues also is you have a whole bunch of files on your computer that are encrypted, that are worthless, but they're still taking up as much space as if they were good files. And you have to search out those files, and you need to actually delete those files in many cases to make room for the other files that are actually good. And this can be a process. We'll actually talk about this throughout the show. And of course, we'll answer other questions that come in. But if we have time, we'll talk a little bit about how the various backup programs work, how the restore process works. We'll talk about some of the ways that you would actually have to go through deleting the encrypted files, the encrypted data. And so this is something that we'll actually again show you later in the show. But Microsoft OneDrive does do a good job of protecting against a ransomware attack because it does store multiple redundant copies of your files. And again, you get 5 gigabytes of storage for free if you do purchase Microsoft 365, formerly known as Office 365. You get 100 gigabytes, and that's not for free, but it's included in your subscription. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there. Scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video. And you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems. And, of course, we're going to continue to answer and talk about ransomware and answer the previous question from Daniel. Just and show, you know, because one of the things we like to do is we like to teach. And so we're going to actually show you the steps that you can actually go through to set up if you wanted to use OneDrive to back up your data, or you wanted to use Dropbox to back up your data, or you wanted to use Carbonite to back up your data. It's pretty simple to be able to do that. I'm going to switch over to a full screen so you can actually see my screen. You'll actually be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve certain computer problems, and you know what we're what we're going to be looking at here is, first of all, I don't use OneDrive. I could use OneDrive, but I use actually Dropbox, and Dropbox will give you two gigabytes of storage space for free, but you can actually invite additional people to use Dropbox, and I think you get an extra 500 megabytes for free, and you know every two people you get an extra gigabyte. They do have plans, paid plans where you can get up to 30 gigabytes. I use this for some files that normally I would actually, these are files that are important to me. There are files that I want to have access to. If I actually save the file and I make a mistake on the file that I've saved, I want to be able to go back and actually get a previous version. So that's another thing that this protects, this type of storage protects against. Not only protects against the storage where, let's say you actually have a situation where you have a ransomware attack, but what is probably more common is maybe you make a mistake on your file. Maybe it's a spreadsheet, maybe it's a word processing, maybe you accidentally select a whole bunch of text and delete it, and you want to actually go back and get that text. If it was from a previous version, you can actually do that. So what I can do, I'm at Dropbox, I'm logged in here, so I can actually go into my profile, I can go into my documents. So this is actually the various documents, and I use this for I subscribe to VectorVest Options Pro, and this actually is a way, I do this in my spare time, trading options. So here's my file on the SPX. And you see it was last updated 6/29, so I haven't updated it for a few days, 6/29, but quite often several of these files I'll update on a regular basis multiple times throughout the day, and I'm just a little bit behind on the SPX file, but you see this one I updated yesterday at 11:22 a.m. This one at 11:18 a.m. yesterday. So certain ones of these, I'm updating multiple times. So I can actually click the three little buttons here, and there's version history. So I can click on version history, and this is really what you want to be able to do with your cloud storage. Just see whether it has this. So you see version history. So there's 2:33 a.m., 1:14 a.m., 12:31 a.m., 12:30 a.m., 12:27 a.m. So you see, and I can go back to to a previous date that was actually and I you can see I can restore any one of these that I wanted to. Now before I did that, I would want to make a copy, of the other file that because if there are certain parts of that file that I don't want to have overwritten, well, I wouldn't want to, replace that file with this file. So I would want to make the change, make a copy of the other file before I restored this, considering that the other file is good. Now, if the other file is bad, let's say it is encrypted. So what's going to happen if it's encrypted? Let me just show you what would happen if it's encrypted. So you would go into your computer and in your documents, you would actually have what I have. Let me show you something real quick. I'm going to, and what I did is I pulled up, and I'm going to try to verbally describe this for those listening on the radio so that you can understand what I'm doing. I held down the Windows key and pressed E, that launches a Windows Explorer window so I can see my files. I then clicked on Documents, and you see my documents. Now, most things I actually don't put into my documents, but some things I do put into my documents. So you know, with these files, and you actually see a little green checkbox in the lower left-hand corner of the various folders and files. That means that that file has been backed up with Dropbox in this case. If I were using OneDrive, it would be backed up by OneDrive. If I were using another form of backup, Carbonite, it would have a symbol. You know, the symbols might be a little bit different, but when you're having online backup, you're going to see a symbol that's going to indicate whether it's been backed up or not. And if it hasn't been backed up, then you know the program will probably be, most of them are configured where when the file has been saved and the program has available time and bandwidth, it will actually back up those files. And so if you have a whole bunch of files to back up, you know, it'll start backing them up one at a time and until it gets them all backed up. But what would happen? Let me just show you real quick. I'm going to go into the view. Up at the top, there's File, Home, Share, View. I go to View and click on Options. I'm going to just show you one step that you would need to do if you were attacked by a CryptoLocker infection. And what a CryptoLocker infection is, let me just explain that for some of you that may not know what the term means. This is a threat where typically what happens is you might receive an email. This is the number one way that these spread. You receive an email. The email claims to, you know, have a document that is of importance to you. And sometimes it will be supposedly a shipping company that can't find you to deliver a package. And the information about the package is in an attached file. I've gotten several that say they're from Intuit and there's an invoice for me. Now, these are for items that I did not order. And a lot of times they'll say something like, if you didn't order this, make sure you open the file so that you can contest the purchase. Well, they're trying to trick you into opening the file. Because what's going to happen when you try to open the file? One of our customers told me, I tried to open the file, but it didn't open. And his files were encrypted. I said, actually, it did open. It wasn't what it purported to be. It said it was going to do one thing, but what it did is it actually launched a program that started encrypting your data. And then once your data was encrypted, you got this message on your screen telling you that your program, your files were encrypted. Now, what will happen typically if you are tricked into opening one of these? And by the way, we've mentioned this before. For, you know, the big municipalities, the sheriff's office, St. Louis County Sheriff's Office was even hit with one of these. Either the city of Stewart or Martin County, one of the two, was hit with one of these. The city of Atlanta was hit with one of these. Shut down their entire network system, including, you know, their utilities billing. You can imagine what that would do to a city's budget when, you know, they're providing water, they're providing maybe power. I don't know if they provide power up there, but, you know, they're providing water and sewer, and they can't actually collect any payments. They don't know how much you owe. They don't know whether you've paid, whether you haven't paid, and they have no way of turning their system back on. The way that these big municipalities and big companies are hit is typically someone's email address would be compromised. And so the hackers or the scammers or the criminals would get into that email address. They would see the types of emails that are sent and received, the types of documents that are sent and received, and to who they're sent to. So one of those may be, let's say, an agenda for a meeting. Let's say there's a meeting and there's an agenda, and Sally Smith normally sends this out, and she sends it out to a whole group of people. Well, they can actually configure an email address so that it says that it's coming from Sally Smith. It says that the the email address is her email address, and it says that the file is an agenda, and it would be coming at a similar time where they would be expecting an agenda. So the majority of the people in the company or the municipality would actually get that file. They would open it because it's their duty to open it, because it's coming from Sally Smith. She's the secretary. She sends out the agendas. Well, what happens is all that needs to happen is for one of those people to open it, and the files on their computer start to be encrypted. If they have any mapped drives on the server, what a mapped drive is where there's a network drive, a network share, and you've just mapped a drive letter to it. So you've turned a network share into a drive letter. So you can access it just like you can access your C drive. You can access that drive on the server. And some programs require that you have a mapped drive. Well, the CryptoLocker infection would actually go out onto that mapped drive and start encrypting everything on that mapped drive. So it can shut down the entire server by doing so. And that makes a huge, huge problem with a company or a municipality. You're dealing with major, major problems. Now, hopefully, if you're just an individual, maybe it's only going to affect you. But still, you don't want to affect you, because the data, what we're talking about with data, some people say, well, I don't really even have any data. Well, do you have pictures? Yeah, that's data. Do you have letters? Maybe even a list of the prescription that you're taking. Or some people have books that they're working on, or books that they've written. Maybe you have a book that you've written with family history, or maybe you were in the military and you wrote about your service. And maybe you're going to publish this. Maybe you're just going to send this, share this with your family and friends. You're working on this. That's data. You might have a financial spreadsheet that keeps track of your spending and your expenses and your income. And maybe that goes back several years. Well, that's data. And what happens is your data becomes encrypted. So typically on the desktop, let's see if we can go out to the desktop. So on the desktop, you would have a file that would actually have, it would be a text file, and it would actually have a notice that your data is encrypted, and it would tell what form of encryption, it would tell you what you needed to do to pay the scammers to remove that encryption. And so you could do that, but that file is going to be one of the only files on your computer that's not encrypted. And you'll see a lot of files, like I have this temp.csv. And I'm going to show you when we come back from the next break how you can actually look at that file extension. But what would actually happen probably is this file would have a, instead of .csv, it would have something like A, B, C, D, it would have just random characters here at the end, and it would be a pretty long strand of characters. And so that would be the new extension. And when we come back from the next break, I'll actually show you how you can configure your computer so that you can see the file extension, and also how you can protect against this. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems?
A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
Back, and we've been actually talking a little bit about how you can protect yourself, how you can protect your computer. In the case of ransomware attack, you know, we've described what ransomware is, how it happens most of the time, and this is something that you know, we want to help protect you against. So what we were talking about as we went out to the last break, we were actually talking about how you can actually protect yourself, and we were talking about what happens when your computer is infected and the types of files that you might see on your desktop. But you're going to have a difficult time. Most people their Windows Explorer is not configured to show the file extension. What the file extension is, let's go back out to the desktop here. So if we were to go out to, let me see if I can get to the desktop. Right now it doesn't seem to want to minimize everything. I'm using my keyboard shortcuts. Well, let me just hold down the Windows key and press E for Windows Explorer. So what's going to happen is I'm going to see some files here. I can actually go on the left-hand side, and I can actually go over to Documents, and I can see my files here where I actually have the extension. Now, the extension is a group of three or four characters, typically, that's preceded by a period that is right at the end of a file name. And typically, by default, you're not going to see the file extension. But it's important, if you are hit with one of these CryptoLocker infections, you're going to want to actually go and click View on the top of the Windows Explorer window. And again, to get there, hold down the Windows key, press E. That'll bring up a Windows Explorer window. The Windows key looks like a four-pane window. It's on the left-hand side of the screen, right to the left of Alt, the Alt key. It actually, on some cheap keyboards, it'll have WIN. What that means is that the company that made the keyboard didn't want to pay Microsoft the whatever they charged to put the Windows logo on the keyboard. But you're going to want to click on, under View, you'll have various icons in the ribbon bar here at the top. And the directions I'm showing are for Windows 10. They might be a little bit similar with Windows 8 and 8.1, but they may be a little bit different. But we're going to click on Options. And under Options, what we're going to do is click on the View tab at the top. And then we're going to actually look down toward the bottom of what you can see on the screen, and you'll see Hide Extensions for Known File Types. By default, that'll be checked. So we're going to uncheck that and just click Apply and OK. And I already had mine unchecked, so it's not going to change mine. But what's going to happen is, let me see. So my files did let's say if your files are encrypted and those files have this extension that is ends in .abc, .dis, .kj, you know, and it's just a random set of characters that they use, like I said. So I won't read it all out, but it is a very long string of characters. What you're going to want to do is right-click on that file, and you're going to want to actually copy that extension. You're just going to want to copy that extension, and then you're going to want to go into another Windows Explorer window, click on this PC, go into your C drive. Most people are only going to have the C drive, and you're going to have most of your files in your C drive, and you're going to want to type in the search field in the upper right-hand corner, you want to type in star dot, and then you want to paste that extension and go ahead and search. And you see here, the only file I find is actually on my desktop. But I can tell you, if you were hit with a CryptoLocker infection, every JPEG file, which is a picture, every GIF file, which is a picture, every BMP file, which is a picture, every PDF file, which is a portable document format, it's the Adobe Reader or Adobe Acrobat format that most files on the internet are stored in. If you have a digital copy of your tax return, it's probably in PDF format. So, you know, these types of files, every Word document is... every Excel document, we've seen even some of the most recent CryptoLocker infections that we have dealt with have dealt with or or have had issues. They've had issues with where it's encrypted their Outlook file. So all of these files on your computer are going to be encrypted, and they're going to have whatever extension it is that the encrypted file is going to use. Now, you might think, well, I can just remove that encrypted file extension and just change it back to temp.csv and the file would work. Well, it would work if it's not encrypted. In my case, that file is not encrypted. I just added that extension just for demonstration purposes. But if the file were encrypted, just changing the file extension doesn't make it not encrypted. The file would actually not open, and you wouldn't be able to see it. Now, what you're going to want to do is search for all of these. And by the way, just to give you an idea of how many files you can have on a computer that has a situation, we had one of our clients that is an attorney's office, from one of their computers, they say they didn't open anything. You know, you never know whether sometimes employees don't always tell the truth. And I'm not questioning, I'm not trying to question someone's honesty, but I have had multiple situations where, you know, an employee says, well, you know, I just made a backup, you know, last Friday. Well, you find that, you know, of all the backup media they have, there have been no backups made in the last year. You know, so at some point, either the person was following, not following the procedures correctly, or they're lying. You know, so I'm not claiming that someone is lying. I don't know what happened, but I do know that somehow the files on this one computer were encrypted, and the files were being encrypted onto the server. The files on the server were encrypted as well. Well, there were about 800,000 of these files on the server that were being encrypted. Now it takes a tremendous amount of memory to actually do a search of a hard drive searching for 800,000 files. When 800,000 files are found, it takes a tremendous amount of memory. And what was happening for a few weeks, I would have to go in and I would have to break it up into just, you know, searching just a small portion of the hard drive. Because if I search the entire hard drive and it starts finding 200,000, 400,000 files and it starts deleting it, it literally would use up all the RAM in the server. The server only had 8 gigabytes of RAM. It really should have more than that for a server, but that's how much RAM their server has. And they really don't want to, you know, pay to upgrade their server right now, because if they do that, they have to upgrade some software. So they don't want to do that right now. They want to just keep working with it. Well, you know, I had to break it down into, you know, searching individual folders, you know, subfolders inside of folders, subfolders inside of those, because, you know, when you start getting thousands of files, tens of thousands of files, it literally would grind their network to a halt. It would grind their whole operation to a halt, where all their employees really couldn't do anything. So that just shows you how many files that you can have on a network that can be infected. So you know, this is how you would find those. So before you know, if your computer is you know, was pretty much filled up with files, and you have, they're all encrypted now, the important ones are encrypted, before you do a restore, you actually have to make space for the restore to come onto your computer. And so you're going to need to go and actually look for all of those files, and you're going to want to select them all, and you're going to want to delete them. In this case, I don't need to delete this file, again, because this file is not encrypted. I just changed the file format just for, I must have just deleted that, but it's okay. Well, you know what? I don't know. It popped back up in there, so I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But anyway, I'm just going to change this file back to a CSV file. CSV stands for comma separated value. So it's just a real simple spreadsheet that's where things are separated by by commas. So anyway, that is, you would have to search for all the files. You would need to delete them, and then you would need to go through the process of restoring them. And you can actually look, like I showed you earlier. Let me actually go out here and, again, go to Dropbox. So if I were to go to Dropbox, then I can actually see the various folders on my computer. And I can actually drill down into here, and I can download the various files. Now, Dropbox may have a way, I'm not sure, where I can back up. Let me see if I could folder history. Yeah, so there's a folder history. So this is where I would actually be able to, let's say, download the entire folder, and I would be able to download it from from a previous day. And that would get all of the files in the folder as well, which is pretty cool. Now, with Carbonite, we've done this several times with people with Carbonite. With Carbonite, what we've been able to do is we've been able actually to go in there and we've been able to go and restore from, again, let's say a week ago. But one of the things you really want to do with Carbonite is you want to get just a few files. See if those files are encrypted. If they are, you need to go back earlier so that you're not wasting your time. Go back earlier and get a few more files. See if those are encrypted. If they're not, you're going to want to download all of your files. Now, one thing, when you are downloading files from the cloud, know that the cloud, you're not the only one downloading the files. So what the cloud providers, Carbonite, Microsoft, Dropbox, what they're going to do is they're going to throttle the files that are coming to you. So you're not going to be able to download them as quickly as you might think. We had one customer that had thousands of pictures. He actually was a trainer for photo editing. And he had thousands of pictures, probably tens of thousands of pictures. It took a week to download his files in our office. And if we had had remote support, then we probably could have sent him home. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child? The Good Samaritan Who Called His Congressman. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. Years ago, brave men pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to establish a country where we can live free. Our nation isn't perfect, but it is the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
This July 4th, let us honor the sacrifice of the many who fought to establish and preserve our freedom. Thank God for His blessings on America and fight to return our nation back to God. God bless.